Tama Pōtaka is with us. Thanks, Tama, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Aroha, my mate. I had a late training session. I was in between prone holds.
You would rather push weights than talk with us on Wāte. Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I'd like to go sweat working like you and me on a walker or a runner. Nordic training, we can do it while we're training to kill two Canadian geese in one go.
Yes.
In one gym session.
But then I wouldn't be able to talk because I'd be flustered. And
it's all about going at your own pace, brother. Go at your own pace.
Okay.
But do something for your tenana every day.
Strolling. Go at your own pace. That's what I'll be doing. Tama, thank you for joining us. Now, the government's celebrating 820 new homes through the Flexible Fund, but many of those homes won't be ready till the middle of next year. Tell us more about this, please.
Well, the government backs ensuring social and affordable housing is built by both the government, but more importantly, by iwi, Māori and other providers. There are literally hundreds of homes being built right now by Māori providers in places like Kaikohe and Rotorua and Gisborne and elsewhere. We absolutely want to and will continue to work with Māori, like Waikato Tainui, where we supported $35 million to be invested in hopuhopu housing. There's 100 houses being built right there right now. And of the 820 new social and affordable homes, where the housing need is greatest, we've really focused on areas where the deprivation is massive, like Te Taitokoro, Eastern Bay of Plenty, Tairawhiti, South Auckland, Hamilton, a couple of other places, Christchurch. Most of them will be one or two beddies, three quarters. That's where the greatest demand on the housing register is. And most of the preferred partners are actually Māori housing providers like Te Tūnanga Nui Ākiwa, Waitomo Papakai up north with Katie Murray, Te Tūnanga Whangaroa with Bree Davis. A whole bunch of Māori providers are basically jumping in to build these homes by July 2027.
Tēnā koe, do you sense that it is a government role to provide houses? Is this in your optimum world?
No.
Do you think the state should be the largest landlord in the country?
I think different providers have a part to play. We've got to build the right house in the right location with the right sense of support. And governments have been going all out building houses through Kāinga Ora in particular. But you've got a lot of iwi and community housing providers that have stepped up over many years. And we're very agnostic as to who builds them. We just want them built with the right wraparound support around people. And the key for us is, of course, the work that Minister Pihopa is doing to just loosen the regulatory reins. So you would have heard of the Granny Flats National Standard. You would have heard of the Papakāinga National Standard. So you can build 10 small houses on Māori-owned land without having to run off and get a resource consent. That'll save $5,000 to $8,000 for each house on that Māori land. We are very agnostic. We just want the environment, the regulatory environment, where people can build houses without having to jump through 16,000 hoops to get the job done. And getting the job done with the government, but importantly with community and iwi providers, is where we're at.
Tēnā koe. There are many supportive too that the building code restrictions and the safety expectations overlaid by council and indeed central government make it prohibitive to put together the sorts of houses that might be appropriate on our own land. It's another story for our...
Well, it's a regulatory thicket in Nahere out there, Dale, and we need to get rid of that tape just to enable people to build, and it's got to be safe. But ultimately, if our own people can build on our own land, and take rangatiratanga or manamotuaka into our own hands without having to run off to council every second day to get someone to come and inspect it, then ka pai. That's what we're talking about.
Are you not using our tax money to sweeten the deal for developers as well?
No, I think that's a bit of a speculator, that comment. There are a range of initiatives that have been undertaken by the government to make it easier to build homes, but we're also partnering and supporting a variety of providers, including people like Tōtū Tairawhiti and Ngāti Whakaue.
Yeah, but you put the money up, and then you put the money up, tax money, our money, up in the middle. Other providers chuck up some as well. Then they rent them out, our money, tax money, get paid back?
Well, it's different in different instances. So, for example, we put some money towards the Community Housing Funding Agency. It was $100 million worth of liquidity. They were able to then use that money. And after 1 year and 1.5 years, they're lending out $500 million, and they've paid that $100 million back. So we're undertaking different initiatives to make it easier to build homes for people in need. Now, some pūtea, taxpayers' pūtea, is invested directly into kāingora, ka pai. Other pūtea often takes place in terms of a lending facilities or even grants like we have done with the Māori housing. Our government's put in nearly $500 million into Māori housing over the last 3 years to build homes up and down the country. And we believe in that. We've doubled down on the mahi, the good mahi actually, that was started previously by people like Minister Henare and, dare I say it, our good friend Minister Jackson. Who are committed to local solutions in this space. What we want to do is make it work more efficiently, more effectively. 2 weeks ago, Minister Bishop and I went to visit Annie Wehi and Kararaina Crib, who, along with Willie Te Aho, East Coast legend and Rauko Kore Mea, to ensure the opening of those 150 homes, now 165, next to the hospital in Gisborne. The government put in $50 million worth of grant funding, 25 through the iwi coming together to lend some money. Hey presto, you've got houses for a lot of single mums and their kids. That's what we're talking about, Dale.
Kapa, it's a good illustration. Thank you. The Endangered Species Trust have their hui on in Kirikiri Roa, and I guess it sort of sits alongside your conservation mahi, and I see that $10 million for wild goat and deer control in places like the Whanganui National Park and Waitotara Conservation Area. How concerned as the Minister of Conservation are you about the future, the plight that is that our endangered species are forced into? And
I'm very concerned, and that's been going on for years. But the important thing is we're taking action to get rid of the pests and predators that are trying to kill our taonga species. We've got things going on like the Kākāpō Recovery Program in pest-free locations and predator-free locations, Codfish Island off the coast of Stewart Island, and even Takahi and Kiwi over in places like Motutapu. What we need to do is make sure we defend the gains that we've made and get out there and deal to some of these goats and deer that are destroying the forest, they're destroying the nahere, and therefore the ecosystems for our taonga species are not growing very well, and they're not doing very well. And engaging with local community organisations and businesses to deal to these pests and predators is where we're at. Whanganui, Waitotara, Kahurangi, Nelson Lakes, Taipotene and Fieldland. This pūtea will strengthen monitoring, surveillance and control, but also get rid of a lot of deer and goats. I don't know if you've ever been down the Parapara Highway, Dale, State Highway 4 around Raitahi. But the goats are absolutely in control. It's like a Capricorn debacle.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I did have some goat curry the other day, so I might have to eat more of it.
Oh, yeah. That's part of it, Dale. It's actually, some of this can be turned into food for whānau. Seeker Foundation and others do a wonderful job of out there culling deer, but actually resorting it and re-engineering it back into the community food banks and other places in Central North Island. I think they put in 18 tonnes in 2 years ago, 18 tonnes of deer meat culled.
Well, we'll have to eat more venison and more goat curries. Thanks very much for joining us today, mate, and look forward to our next kōrero soon. Thank you, Tama.
Thanks, mate. Prone holds.
Tēnā koe. Prone holds. You're with 603.